This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Girl, you know I love you long time, long time. Girl, you know I want you be mine, be and mine. Now you're here, right over there. Got me standing in place, I'm speechless.
What a big old blind girl, you all up in it. What I'm telling you now is what I'm telling you then. You gon' be my lady, you gon' have my baby. Right now we here, my cards are on the table. Are you willing and able to walk this road with me, baby, baby?
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Monday, the 8th of July, 2024, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. And we are 2 days away from the 51st celebration of independence in the Bahamas, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It's a pleasure to be here this morning, especially with Avi and Judah the Lion. Girl, I love you. Long time, long time. Sometimes I wish I could just play music and talk foolishness all day. I mean by talk foolishness, interrogate critically policies and political behavior. But there are all kinds of voices we want to get on the airwaves as well to talk about what's happening in the country. So it was my pleasure last week to host the, production crew from Streetlight Media and their latest project, Nassau Rock, which is going to be a phenomenal animation series, premiere Thursday, the 11th of July at Fusion Cinemas. Also to the Bahamas National Youth Orchestra. It was a pleasure to have them on board to talk about their independence performance. I hope it went well. And earlier in the week, the week before, Tanya Hannah talking about her latest concert series. In her first concert featuring, Raquel Roll, canvas artist, painter, and Platy Dread coming out with new music. And that's just some of the people we had on. We had some men, Mr. Henry Higgins, my cousin, is it Randy Hannah? Cousin Hannah, Randy Roll. Lots of great work taking place in men's rights and men's advocacy there as well. We've got lots to talk about this week as well as we lead into independence and for the rest of the week. I want to start the show by saying congratulations to Marine recruit Maya G. Bethel. She's the recipient of the Best Female Recruit Award. And we say to her, congratulations, cousin, congratulations. I also want to say congratulations to my cousin, Noelle Seymour. And she is doing great things with her sorority and representing the country on the international stage. We say congratulations to her as well. Joining me in studio this morning is Mr. C.A. Nuri. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning, Erin. Thanks very much for allowing me to join you again. I'm watching on Facebook. They're arguing about the spelling of bay. Apparently, it's a big debate. No one knows how to spell bay, or bay is spelled a thousand different ways.
Let me tell you what the bigger debate is.
It's a bigger debate.
The bigger debate is who should lead the conversation on how bay is spelled. We have linguists throughout the country, right, who should really be leading this conversation, who could tell us the technical expertise, how language is developed, how it evolves, right, and then a spotlight on this Bahamian context and the origin of Bay and its evolution from, because I imagine that it comes from our West African or our African lineage, and how it has been more, how it has morphed in contemporary times, and what are the acceptable spellings of bay.
Mm. So right? It can be more than one spelling?
Right, because see, we real people.
Mm-hmm.
Bay is a real word. We real people. And let's go through a real exercise of determining its origin, how it evolved, and then, if not establishing, highlighting the established rules that govern this space.
So you're trying to say this is an academic conversation?
It is that beautiful moment when academia and culture come together to pass things out.
Okay, good.
Right? Somebody...
You call his name. That's Dwight. Dwight is trying to spell bay as B-E-Y and say that's bay, period. No, that's wrong.
Period. But no actual period. Say that's the end. B-E-Y.
That's it. Period.
Right? But some of my Pan-African friends tell me that bay is... B-H, right? And they're saying that the we can call it, for the purpose of this conversation, the prefix, right? Like the B-H, that's
buh.
Standard.
Yeah, that's B.
That's B.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could do U-I, E-Y, E-I. You want to be French, B-E-U, B-E-I-E, B-E-I-U, boy, right? But that what is definite is the B-H. There are other linguists who say, no, the B-H, the H in front of the B.
Has a different sound.
Right. It's not West African, and it's not in this space, right? And so there is academia involved. Because we are real people, and Bay is a real word. It has a real history. It has its own evolution, and it may have evolved differently on different islands even.
Yeah. Just remember the conversation we had with Nicolette Bethel.
Right.
She said that younger Bahamians, this 20th, 21st century millennia, what the post-millennia? Generation Z.
Gen Z.
Yeah. They pronounce bay differently from what we pronounce from the baby boomers.
Yeah, but they also say fruits and shrimps and sheeps.
Yeah.
So I give them the space to do that. I don't need to, I mean, maybe I do need to recognize it as real in the context in which they use it, right? But tell me, do you remember how the young people pronounce bay?
Bay. Which is different from bay.
Ah, right, because that's they've taken on that.
That's so, why they spell it that way, B-E-Y. They pronounce it bay. They don't say bay. We say bay, and they say bay.
And I wonder how much of that is influenced by Global North culture.
Mm.
Remember when everybody, when B-A-E?
Mm-hmm. Bay, yeah, how to, and trying to pronounce that.
Right, and how that meant before anyone else.
Before anyone else.
I think is what B-A-E means, mm-hmm. right? But I think that bay mm-hmm. comes from wanting, right? Wanting a connection to the global north and that space at that time.
Yeah. But I understand why they say bay now, because that's how they pronounce the word, and which I don't pronounce it that way, because I'm from a different generation. I actually pronounce the U in it.
How you pronounce it?
Bay.
True.
And I spelled it B-U-E-Y,
mm-hmm.
Whereas I could appreciate a B-U-I, with an I having the same sound of E-Y.
I remember it's a real word because we conjugate it in everything.
Yeah.
Right?
But we usually say, yeah, my boy. Then we go, my boy. We don't even say ma anymore in that thing, just bay.
It's context. Like, my boy is an extreme expression, right? So when you hear somebody saying my boy,
mm-hmm.
like he is exaggerating intentionally or he is expressing upset or excitement, right? So you say my boy, you know, I know a fight's gonna break out when somebody starts saying my boy, repetitively,
stop.
Yeah, he trying to tell you whatever you're doing, my spirit telling you to stop right now,
mm-hmm.
right?
But anyway, it's
the conjugation as well. What's the plural of boy?
Boys.
Boy them.
But, oh, yeah, buy them. We buy them anything. Yeah, that's plural.
Right? There are rules I'm speaking very loosely now, right? But there's some culture that's how they pluralize. They put the pluralization on the end. So, my boy singular, them, to let you know it's plural.
More them. Yeah, more than
so, I talk about cabinet. My boy them in cabinet.
Yeah, my boy them in cabinet.
I saw a nice little quip. Somebody posted online this weekend that, you know, it could be used in every social setting as well, from prime minister straight down. But we're not going to use it for the governor general because ain't nobody, we call her mother already. She already have a name, mother.
More than one mother is mothers. But I know the newspaper is hot. You have a list, a slew of things to say. I want to say good morning to my stepsister. She visited my stepfather this weekend from the States. So she's leaving today. Nikki and her husband, the Bankses, and her children, they came up.
They're from California.
No, they're in Florida, man.
Because I know some Bankses who live in California.
That's true. Oh, yes.
And the nephew went over. Remember when the nephew went over from Philadelphia?
Yeah. Born and raised on the place.
Yeah.
So what's trending?
There's some things trending, but let me just read some texts. Text coming in. Text says, I remember Shante Seymour, who is a linguist, explaining the spelling of Bey, B-E-Y, on Dwight's show. If I remember correctly, she said there's no correct spelling. She gave the technical reason why, which I don't recall at the moment. The text says, and they say, authorized pump four, please, P-L-H-E-Z.
Please.
Is this linguistic discussion related to the transcript of the alleged bribery tape? No, texter. Texter says, Raymond Owenbring has written on this topic. Is that an African name, Owenbring? And the text says, for the first time, I have to agree with Dwight. B-E-Y.
Sort of agree with Dwight. That's good.
And the person says, B-E-A is used in the American to symbolize significant other in a relationship. I don't know why youths choose to pronounce it sound or so, but it's B-A-E. Bay, B-A-E.
Mm-hmm, Bay.
There we go. Lots of texts. And then another text that says, you can tell the age of someone by how they spell Bay. The text is spelled it B-U-I. Mm-hmm. In the 18 and under, they spell it as B-U-I. And in the over 20-year-old category, it's B-E-I. And, of course, the older folks, it's B-E-Y. Dwight, they're trying to age you. But the older folks. Good morning, Aaron and Yuri. The word is spelled B-E-I in capital letters.
B-E-I. Okay.
Oh, and Owenbring, O-E-N-B-R-I-N-G, works at UB. So great, just local, with local, some local expertise, if not contacts. Good stuff. We're going to have to bring him on, Mr. Newry.
That's a boy.
We got to bring that boy on.
Okay.
If anybody got to come on. All right, so here are some of the topics for this morning. Fire in North Eleuthera.
They had a fire in North Eleuthera.
They had a bad fire in North Eleuthera.
Okay. That's one without no fire trucks.
One of many of our family islands without adequate fire services.
They need rich foreign white people to donate trucks, or they'll just get burned down. What else next?
I was thinking about Exuma just now, Exuma model. The Independence baby is turning 51.
I was sad to see the gentleman still hurting and wonder if we owe him a duty of care or what does he represent?
What I was thinking, right? What I was thinking was, can this experience be a teaching moment? For the entire country, since we have a day of learning. Mm-hmm. I put the collective in there myself, a day of learning. But is there a way to talk about his experience without creating a space where people would ridicule him?
Is his story important to us in terms of Bohemiana, his journey? Because there's several of them. I think there's about 8 or 9 of them in total. Where are they now? How do they reflect Bohemiana and development and growth and stuff? Should our government at the time be vested in those 8 individuals to say, hey, you represent us as a country. We want to see you successful that 50 years from now, 50 plus 1 year from now, because see, this is an epitome of what it is to be Bohemian.
See, when I was talking about my critique of both the Golden Jubilee and the current independence celebrations, and I use the word lackluster, this is what I mean. What we could have done for the 50th independence is 2 years out started making a documentary following the lives of the 8, eight independence babies. 8 Bahamians born on the day of independence and follow their lives, right? And through the documentation, historic and current, determine whether or to see if we are also seeing the weaving of multiple stories of Bohemiana, right? And that would have given us individually and collectively an opportunity to reflect and interrogate the growth of the Bahamas.
Yes.
Through the lives of these individuals whose existence started on the same day with the existence of the independent Bahamas.
John Bostwick said the born free generation, these would be the first born free individuals in the Bahamas, right, on that day moving forward. And to know how they turned out, their progression tells a tale about us as individuals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if anything, it tells a tale of dereliction. And so my hope is that a project could be initiated, introspective, following the lives of these eight individuals, including the gentleman who's the first, the very first baby born on Independence Day. And in documenting their lives, we learn about them and we learn about ourselves individually and collectively. Texas says, the Bahamas on fire. Again, why don't we outfit that $2.5 million plane with a water hose? Firemen come under the police force, right? And Brave Davis say it's a police plane and they're using it for all kinds of things. Just add this to the growing list. Texas saying, one of the things the confiscated plane could have been used for was to create a water delivery plane that goes and scoops up water, some mechanism, scoops up water, and then drops it over the fire.
I have some reservations for that. I understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, especially, it could work in Andrus, and I can explain why it could work in Andrus. I don't want to talk about it because we have so much lists to talk about it. You don't want to put salt water in our pine forest.
I agree you don't want to put salt water in the pine forest, but you also don't want the pine forest to burn to the ground straight up to where the people live in.
Same impact.
I mean, this is what happens when
we have... let it burn down.
This is what happens when we have storm surge, right?
Yes.
That's a good story. What interested me most about that story is this sort of adjunct here. New Bight Airport runway repaired. Western Air will resume flights. That's from the 4th of July, 2024. Aviation Director Dr. Kenneth Roma said potholes on Cat Island's runway that caused Western Air to temporarily suspend flights have been repaired.
So quickly?
I want to stick a pin, first of all.
Impressive.
It's not potholes on the runway that caused them to suspend their flights, sir. It is the overall condition or lack thereof, right? It's the overall dereliction of the runway. I think it's a dangerous precedent. We said when we use semantics to make ourselves look good.
But it sounds like patchwork. And if it rains, I guess they'll stop again.
Absolutely. If we go to the article, Bahamas Air opens up new route to Jamaica that includes commentary from Mr. Roma on the same matter. I will get here right now. I'm reading from my phone. Mr. Roma also gave an update on the concerns raised and about conditions at Cat Island's New Bight Airport after Western Air suspended flights. He said, quote, there were some repairs as it relates to potholes. It was a fix. I put that in bold. It was a fix. See, when I hear that language, it was a fix, that means you haven't resolved the matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a quick fix. Now, he didn't use the word quick.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fix. He continues, we understand the importance of airlift, not just to Cat Island, but to all of the islands in the Bahamas, including our family islands. Dear sir, is one, and then everything else is family island.
Mm.
Don't say including all of our family islands. Say including New Providence, because that's the only, right? There's one, and then everything else is family island. That's a story I want to touch on, Mr. Newry, maybe on Thursday. Wheels Turning Over Family Island Airports. Headline, Tribune, 5th of July. New Bight Airport runway repaired. Western Air will resume flights. That's the 4th of July. Bahamas Air opens up new route to Jamaica, 4th of July. That concerns me greatly as well. I know that Bahamas Air thinks that it is a mechanism that's supposed to derive a profit, but you are a national air carrier in an archipelagic country. Producing a profit is not your number one priority. Ensuring Bahamians have access, equal and equitable access to all services is your priority. That's your job, Bahamas Air, to help the government fulfill its obligation. So I'm concerned that Bahamas Air is opening up new routes to Jamaica while people are concerned about taking flights to family islands because we think that patching potholes on a runway is a fix. Again, that's the given culture, considering that we've been on a cold patch road paving program since Ingram last heard the words Papa ringing in his ear. So here are some of the other headlines. Fire in North Eleuthera, Mr. Newry. I think it is worth the conversation today. But I'm not sure how, if that has made it to the headlines. Taylor Casey's case is in today's Guardian again. We can touch on that. I'm looking through the Guardian. No story on North Eleuthera fire. Let me check the Tribune. I got to check the business section as well, because here's what it is. North Eleuthera fire coupled with North Eleuthera water woes. See, now we're talking. Coupled with Lighthouse Point development in its infancy. Right? We'll go through. Then there is the Long Island water woes, where Long Island residents were given a notice before the weekend indicating that they would be without power from something like 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day indefinitely until further notice. I just want to skim through the Tribune quickly. Calls for mangrove destruction off Queens Highway to stop. That's in Grand Bahama. See, when I see stories popping up, fires, uncontrollable fires, mangrove destruction, it makes me feel like I'm in Brazil. You know, Brazil has a major problem with disciplining actors, right? People, developers. They just going into the rainforest and burning down anything they could burn down, even though there are major restrictions against it. Because they say capitalism and development are of utmost importance. So I'm a little saddened. I do not see the North Eleuthera story in today's paper. Anybody from North Eleuthera want to call into the show and tell us what's going on down there? 242-300-5720 is our toll-free number for Family Island residents. But I was very, very concerned when I saw news of the fire last night. I'm also concerned because I'm not sure if the government actually has a fiscal strategy. We're sitting here begging for the numbers for Independence 50 as we are being cajoled into celebrating Independence 51. But some of us are still here asking questions like, when are you going to get a fire truck for each district? Like, every airport is supposed to have a fire truck.
Yes.
Every airport is supposed to have a working fire truck. And then separate from that, you need fire trucks.
What
for the communities?
What would happen? Because we have other tourism meccas, Eleuthera, Exuma, Abaco, right? Let's see. Bimini is a tourist mecca. What happens if they have a fire emergency at an airport?
The fire team is supposed to...
I mean, do they have a fire team?
Well, Abaco has a voluntary fire team because the government doesn't... See, this is a conversation I wish we could have with Family Island councillors, Family Island stakeholders, and the minister responsible for Family Island affairs, right? Some people believe that the government is playing politics with the residents of these family islands for control over decision making on the family island by not, you know, starving out volunteer fire teams, not assisting volunteer fire teams. But if I was on a family island, why would I rely on the government for fire services? Mm. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay, producer, patch that call through for me. Good morning, caller. One second.
Hello.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, 51 years, and we still have to be dodging these holes and things, man. So, where they can be riding up and down, even if they bring visitors and everything and all that, they have to be dodging holes too, or you can keep them out of west.
On the family island?
No, it all comes in Nassau.
In your province? Yeah, they can keep them out west.
Yeah, because that's the only way you could ride. That's the only way my car could, when I ride out west, that's the only way my car could rest. Because when you see me coming from out west and going on the eastern part and all that, my car, every minute dodging and thing. And you know what I mean? All these shocks, your light, all these things, so you have to be warm and fixing because they're blowing out and everything and all. But 51 years, I can't sit down and wear no independent shade or nothing like that. Not until I see this country. You know what I mean? Get where this needs to be. We behind by 51 years. And the thing is, we close to the next one. We just close to a country where developed 200 something years. We supposed to be in. And they in our country. They developing. They you see, like, we see what they build on down?
Mm-hmm.
State of art. We don't even have no state of art. Nothing around here.
They still trying to renovate the government house.
I telling you, the people in building, they are people in foreigners building, they building and getting up to the power, and we still granting and still doing this bunch of stupid smart.
Thank you, caller.
All right.
Your sentiment has been noted. Let's go to the next call quickly, and then I got another story out of Long Island, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, I know you all are not on this topic, but one thing I've realized is that Bahamians are not very aware of our past history. And so therefore, I think that's one of the things that makes us so, you know, not proud or understanding where we are and where we come from. And me being a sports person, I wanted to make, you know, all this hype that's been going on with the Bahamas national team in Spain, mm-hmm. trying to qualify for the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to know we've been there before with a full Bahamian team. And at that time, I was the treasurer for the Federation, Leonard Marklin, and Arnold Bean Boy Bean was the president. Moon McPhee was the head coach. Sharon Starr was the assistant. Gary Super Johnson. We spent 6 weeks in Argentina in the cold in August, and we was at the Tournament of America, which is equivalent to what they're playing now.
Okay.
The only reason why we didn't go to the 96 Olympics was because we did not have no financial support from the government. Wow. And Dexter Cambridge and Ian Lockett, who both had just committed from the NBA, they were playing in Europe. We couldn't, you know, and I told them straight, I'm here because my bank, I was in the investment bank, and I said my bank was paying for me because they understand what national service was. And so I could, they could afford me the 6 weeks off. And we stayed down there. If you know anything about Argentina, August is their winter. So we was in 20 and 30 degrees. I remember leaving Miami. By the time we reached Argentina, it was like 13 degrees coming from 90 degrees
mm-hmm.
in Miami. And the good thing about International Federation, they pay us for everything for us. And if you want to verify my story, we missed qualifying for the 96 Olympics by about 30 points. I just want people to know that we've been there and done this before, and we didn't have no paper Bahamians. We had all Bahamians. We had Manny Yadley and the like, six Vincent, six Noah, Loxie Colley, who was also a teammate at Air Valley with Dexter and Ian Lockett, those. And so, and then we found another Bahamian who was living in Germany from Cat Island, Ian Roll, but we didn't have no money to bring him home. So when our team was playing, six Noahs and Loxie Colley was, you know, around about 6'6", 6'7", and the Argentina front line was like 7'2" and 6'11" and things.
Mm-hmm.
But we lost qualifying because I remember having a very, you know, heated up conversation with the then minister, Anajan Allen, over the support, because I wanted that to them to come, but they was going to lose thousands of dollars. I don't mean they are $100,000 because they were under contract in Europe. And so we wanted them to come home because we did the pre-qualification in Santo Domingo the year before. And so we had a fantastic team, but We just didn't have that manpower, and it was all Bahamians. You know, I don't have no problem with the likes of Eric Gordon. I knew Eric all my life growing up in the back of Fountain Road. His grandpa, Costa Williams. I knew his mummy and his aunt, the Williams. One is married to McCartney, his aunt married to McCartney, Ataya and Battery. The other aunt went to Detroit. That's where he was born. I know the whole, you know, but I'm just saying, we didn't have no foreign coaches, and we had very little financial support of any at all. Because if you know anything but international fed, when you reach at FIBA level, they paid for everything for us, including us going to Miami. I remember Mr. Bain had to go to Miami for us to get the visas to go to Argentina, and they paid for all of that. Wow. And if you want to verify my story...
I'm going to tell you to leave your number with the producer so I could call you after the show and organize an opportunity for you to come on.
Yeah, because I think, you know, we overlooked so much of our real history. Because I think Phil Smith had traveled with us, and even at the time, Dr. Slimy Thompson was supposed to go with us as our medical officer. And I mean, they treated us like kings. We were living in hotels similar to Atlantis Royal Towers. They paid for everything for us.
Thank you, Carla.
And so I just wanted to make certain that we understand that we've been here before. We just didn't get all the hype like this time and all of the internet, you know, all the social media being so expanded and everybody fixing on everything so much good over there. I'll leave my name, and then I think what you need to do is call some of the other people, Moen Maxi. Everybody knows Moen and Anna being white. You know, definitely everybody knows Sharon, the general store. So they could verify our stories of how we were frustrated in the cold in Argentina.
Yeah. You call them and tell them get ready for the show. The producers can take your information right now, sir. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about something else that was supposed to be happening in Long Island. And let me tell y'all, just as we go into the break, why that little snippet of history was so important. If you've seen the statement from the Prime Minister, Mr. Philip Brave Davis, yesterday on the historic journey of the men's national team, he says, you've made your country proud by going where no Bahamian team has gone before. That's why that snippet was so important, because it turns out a Bahamian team has gone there before. So without denigrating the current team, right? The reason why the young people don't know is because only what is politically expedient rises to the surface. Only what is politically expedient in the moment is recognized as important by the current administration at any time, not just this one. This is political culture at this point. When we get back from the break, who isn't going deep diving in Long Island this year? You're on the clock with Erin Green. And then we're going to turn to the headline of The Guardian, explosive claims spark RBPF probe. We'll be right back.
Why is he doing this?
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And you know I love you long time, long. You know I want you be mine, be and mine. Now you're here, right over there. Got me standing in the place.
Welcome back. We're going to take these two calls quickly, and then we're going to read this notice coming out of Long Island. Good morning, caller.
It's Graham. How you doing? Seattle, Johnston.
Good morning.
But, you know, what is happening, what you're seeing happening across the Bahamas is decades of decay that we've been trying to avoid. If you look at the national budget, you'll see probably 75-80% of it goes to recurrent expenses. Nothing new for the maintenance, development, expansion of the economy. So in essence, we've been buying buckets for this leaking roof or more top, and we've not addressed the underlying issues. It's the failure of the economy to grow, to accommodate the rebuilding, rehabbing, refurbishing, and expansion, and even further building out of the infrastructure. And so the fact that we've been moving these chairs around on the deck of the Titanic and telling the musicians to play on doesn't change the fact that we are going down. Look across all of the islands of development. Look across New Providence, where we're constantly patching, always patching something, always patching the school plantation, always patching the government buildings. Buildings are deteriorating, mold, mildews, everything else. AC is breaking down. Yeah, you know, just if we just stop for a moment and listen to our leadership speak, then we get to see that it's a facade. Mm-hmm. And I'm simply saying that for us to grow, we must, the 21st century they talk about, and we see people around, I use the analogy, we say, oh, Singapore is in the future, China's in the future, Japan is in the future, Taiwan is the future, Hong Kong is the future. But if you take a flight to those places, you won't arrive in the future. You arrive in the present. We are backwards. Just an ending I'm saying. Until we actually have a conversation on what we need, which is digitization, digitalization, datafication, and digital transformation of this economy, we are going to only get worse and worse and worse. As we can no longer patch the unpatchable, it's time to build anew.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, C. Allen. Let's go to the next caller quickly, producer. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Nui.
Good morning. How you do?
Yeah, you know, I'm not doing too well. I'm trying to paint a realistic picture here. You know, Ms. Green, I was supposed to send you some photos, right, of Goodman's Bay. There's nothing good about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a recent fire. A young lady, your stall was burnt. I was jogging 6 o'clock in the sun, and I met her kind of sobbing and ray. But I just decided to video the whole area. The amount of garbage is inundated with garbage from the east side to the west side, all up underneath the mangroves. I saw human excrement, right? You know, it's so inglorious until I felt like I was being smothered. And I see why people don't give a S because they're living in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to say to the public and to all the non-clairvoyant, imbecilic minds, the political ones, right? Who, C. Allen is totally correct also, but what I'm saying is, there was a study done in the 50s where you compartmentalized a bunch of rodents, and then you allowed them to breed within a confined space. And so within that space, they were so, the numbers became so great that they stopped breeding. And then they became extra violent when feeding time, and they, even without feeding, they became barbarous towards one another, okay? And so I don't see how politicians, within their right-thinking mind, calling themselves educated, can allow this country to be filled up. NASA's only 7 by 21. We are cutting down all of the forestry for subdivisions. Is there a limit as to what development, you know what I mean? I think we're being overdeveloped now. When we look at the little bit of green space that's left in this country, and then the PMM from all go back, maybe running around with climate change, What's going on? Can you make sense of this for me, please?
Well, like, I tell you what, 52.
But Aaron, like, every experiment done in mice and rodents is designed to symbolize what will they do with humans. I mean, come on, man, give me a break. Someone help me out, please. Because we can't allow unabated migration. Space is gone.
I got you.
Aaron, I can send you the pictures of Goodman's Bay, okay?
Send them to me.
It's sickening, man. It's sickening. Someone needs to go up there and clean up the garbage.
Thank you, 52. Producer, let's go to the next caller quickly. I tell you what's happening. Caller, give me a second. I'll tell you what I think is happening is that the National Development Plan has been pushed aside for the National Investment Fund. Right? government is more focused on the National Investment Fund than it is the National Development Plan, not understanding or willing to acknowledge that if you're going to have a National Investment Fund, it must be developed out of a National Development Plan. And so that's a part of what C. Allen is saying, that we just keep patching, as opposed to tearing down the whole structure and building again. Good morning, caller.
Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning to the nation. Good morning to Nuri.
Good morning.
All of what 52 of my schoolmates have said and C. Allen them contributed is well considered credible. But I want to touch on where y'all were saying about the patching of the road and the ambulance and
all right, let's make it. Let's call her. Let's make it quick.
Yeah, but okay. Very quick.
Yeah, I'm not
what
being. Caller, good. Can you still hear me? All right, I'm not sure if I'm live or not, but I will say good morning to BPL.
BPL has done it again.
Good morning to the Bahamas Electrical Workers Union and good morning to the Bahamas Electrical Managers Union. I'm hoping that we are still on the air, but caller, that's why I was telling you to make it quick because I could sense something was about to happen.
Not a theme park.
I got them spidey senses on me. So we're going to transition quickly. Here's what I wanted to read. Long Island loses out on much needed revenue because of poor and inadequate roads, infrastructure, a poor and inadequate infrastructure, deteriorating roads, and constant power outages. This is a press statement from the organization Vertical Blue. It saddens me to write this letter to inform you that the Vertical Blue free diving competition will not be held this year. Mr. Newer, you know what that is?
Go ahead.
That's where they go to, was Dean's Hole. It's an international diving.
Yes, I know about that.
It is one of the jewels of Long Island and Long Island Development and Tourism. Vertical Blue is the premier. However, I feel it is only courteous for us to describe some of the salient factors in this decision, which largely revolve around recent deterioration of the infrastructure in Long Island. Vertical Blue is the premier free diving event on the competitive calendar, described by the New York Times as, quote, the Wimbledon of free diving, close quotes, and has been running at Dean's Blue Hole on Long Island since 2008. That's 16 years. In that time, more than 50 world records have been set at the annual event. I'm going to fast forward. However, as the event has grown, the infrastructure on Long Island has sadly declined. It is now common for utilities to have outages for the majority of the day, occasionally for weeks on end. Roads have deteriorated to the point where it is unsafe for them to be driven on. I'm going to stick a pin there because we're running out of time. I got to call on the line. That is the premier. They say it's the premier free diving event in the world. It is one of the premier activities or attractions in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And they have decided to cancel it. Because of not just, we got here this year and the water isn't on. What they say is a history of, a continued experience of, and their observation of the deterioration of infrastructure on Long Island. I'm going to take us back to the people calling me from the dental clinic. I can call you back when I'm not on air, just in case you're listening. Montague Ramp. On Montague Beach, there are two bathrooms, one on the eastern end of the beach and one on the western end of the beach. The bathroom on the eastern end of the beach, the government refuses to open it. Here's why it's a problem. The people that work out of Montague Ramp are the people who say they do not want to depend on government for a paycheck. They're going to make their own way in the world. But what they do rely on is the basic infrastructure that should be in place and government should be responsible for. It's been years now since the bathroom is not open. It's been so much time now that we no longer think that it's just incompetence. It must be a reason why y'all haven't opened this bathroom. Mind you, the bathroom on the western end of the beach, where the structure that is not permitted to be there operates freely, that bathroom is open all the time. But the people who are permitted to clean and sell fish on the eastern end of the beach at the ramp have no access to the bathroom. See, it's time y'all stop playing politics. Now, here's the tie-in. I upset because my show got disrupted by BPL again, you see. Here's what the problem is. The problem is that the MP for Long Island is actually currently right now involved in a tense legal battle. He's before the courts. Meanwhile, Beaches and Parks falls away. Meanwhile, Long Islanders have felt the need to call out and say, hey, you are not doing for us the things that we cannot do for ourselves. The Minister for Family Island Affairs, where are you? What are you doing? Were you all so busy making sure that Lighthouse Point deal came through that you forgot that you need to focus on the infrastructure necessary for Lighthouse Point to be a success and an advantage for everybody on the island? Text here says, I could hear you don't know for how long sending up prayers for the Minister of Energy brain. I don't know, for real. Good morning, Aaron and Yuri. Sorry to change the subject, but do you know if the University of Bahamas is now charging students for their education? Last semester, my son had to pay around $250 this semester. He now has to pay over $700. Do you know if they're increasing the fees or did something changed with the government? I'd have to investigate that. Text, National Development Fund or a fund for politicos to dip into to make themselves rich in 5 years. No, that's the... We still haven't had a national conversation on a tourism development fund yet, have we? Another text, I suspect that there will be some sort of spin from tourism as to what has been said about the Dean's Blue Hole situation on Long Island, subsequent to some action being taken and only being taken because an outside entity would have voiced a concern. Hopefully, Eleuthera and the other islands will be fixed before some outside entity begins to make noise and there is negative impact. And I hope that this story is not allowed to die without meaningful action being taken because it only hurts all of us. I was shocked. Good morning. I'm living and working in Treasure Key, Abaco. The community has two fire engines that were donated by second home owners and operated by volunteers. They know the government will not provide it. You make me think of Exuma and the Tour de Turnquest where bike riders committed to this charitable effort, and they bought L.N. Coakley High School a school bus, as opposed to the government fulfilling its obligation and buying L.N. Coakley High School a new school bus. That's what your job is, government. You let them French Canadians harvest salt out their pond. Let them do what they want to do, and you buy the bus. Let them harvest salt, just once they don't mine it, because I think you need a license to mine, but harvesting we could do anytime. I'm sorry, the show got a little disrupted. There's so much to talk about. We didn't even touch on the explosive claim spark RBPF probe. CID chief goes on leave. We didn't touch on the headline that I wanted to touch on as well. Maybe we get to it later in the week. Cruise port to create 350 jobs via 300...
Don't know if I like that.
$35 million water park. Where they can put it?
I don't know. They could put it in our water.
Where the sharks are?
They could just block it off. But I just don't know.
I love you long time, you know, but don't you ever tell me go in the water, we just block it off from the sharks.
Nobody tell me about no water theme park though on the Bay Street.
Anyway, there's lots of headlines we didn't get to. Sand dollar is legal tender. So
we're up before water theme parks now.
That's what I'm saying. And then Halston Moultrie. He said, water pump ain't for decent people. Y'all better turn them into a water park. Remember when he said? Anyway, man accused of ex-MP's murder refused bail. Sand dollars legal tender, so banks have to distribute it. And a couple more stories. Anyway, we're all out of time. We're heading to Independence, people. Mm-hmm. We need y'all to enjoy it.
Guess who I have coming up next?
Who?
The Valley Boys.
Which ones?
That's where you can find out right now. Stay tuned.
You don't know?
You can find out soon. The real Valley Boys are on.
I'm married. I ain't got no children. I need some excitement.
Yeah.
You've been on the clock with Aaron Green. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. Stay tuned. It's going to be a lively discussion. Got me started,